It's a storybook career that Heath Grundy has called time on yesterday following a back injury. A premiership winner with the Sydney Swans in 2012. 256 games in total. Playing on the best players in the competition week in, week out. It's been an amazing career and he's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. G'day, Heath.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, really well. More to the point, how are you, mate? The day after, you called time on it. I guess... how did you come to the decision? How do you feel now after the decision is made public?
Yeah, no, I feel I'm pretty relaxed this morning, to be honest. I mean, I had to do too much this morning other than get the kids ready for school. So, no, it was going well. I've certainly made the right decision. And obviously, I've sat on it for a little while since just after Christmas when I stirred my back up. And so I've had a little bit of time to think about it and probably the right decision. So, yeah, I'm quite content with it. Mm.
What do you think you'll miss most about the club and the game, Heath?
Obviously, I think a lot of ex-players, when you speak to them now, they miss the change room and the banter with the boys every day. It's a great environment that you'll never be able to replace anywhere, I don't think. So even if you move into coaching or something, I think it's something you'll be able to never replicate. And I'll certainly miss the boys and the playing group. I think at the end of the day, I'll certainly miss the big games and the finals that you play for with your teammates, and they're the things you remember over the years, and I'll certainly miss that.
And what about the future for yourself, mate? Is it here in Sydney? Is it here a part of the coaching staff? Is it business, or do you move home? What are your plans going forward?
The retirement's come up a little bit quicker than expected, but I'm going to obviously start the footy club a little bit over the next few weeks and help the guys coming through and a little bit of a coaching sort of aspect, which I'm looking forward to. And sort of long term, I'm not too sure. I'm just sort of weighing up whether I'd like to get away from footy and take some time to get out the footy bubble a little bit. I'm not too sure how it's going to look, but I'm excited by what the future has. I'm not entirely sure how it's going to look, but I'm certainly looking forward to what the next challenges are.
When you first came in, Heath, you were one of these glory boy up the front, goal kickers, all that sort of thing, right? Who was the coach who said, by the way, Heath, we think we're going to move you to the back? Who did that to
Paul Rose, you can thank for that.
And what was your response when he said it?
Actually, no, I wasn't too settled up forward, so I was quite happy to duck down back. I'd played quite a bit down there in my junior years, and I was quite settled down there, so it worked quite well for me, and never really looked back since. I think the paycheck copped a hit. But
Heath, were you one of these guys that had the gel in the hair and wore the good clobber?
Yeah, for that first period, and then it copped away pretty quick. I had to let the hair go a bit and look like a defender. But it all worked out quite well down there, and I had a great group of boys with me, and we formed a pretty good back line there for a number of years. So that worked out quite well.
2012 was an exceptional year. Is that I guess it's a pretty easy one to say, a career highlight, winning the big one?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what you play sport for and what you play team sport for, to be able to share those moments. And, that was an incredible experience to be a part of and something I'll never forget, definitely. I was very fortunate to get to a club that we were able to play. I think I missed one finals campaign in 15 years. So, a lot of players go through their career without playing in finals. So, very fortunate to come to a club that has been successful over this period. And, I'll cherish that for, moving forward.
Yeah, I reckon something else you'll cherish, Heath. And I'm not quite sure what your aspirations and your goals were when you first joined the club. But obviously, one was to win a competition. But you're ranked number 7 on the list of all-time games played for the Sydney Swans, and the Swans have had some champions at their club. So to be in the top 10 is a remarkable achievement and something you should be very proud of.
No, thanks, mate. It's one of those things where you just keep plugging away, and all of a sudden you got a few names you pass by sort of without realising, and guys like Paul Kelly and he's a Brownlow medalist. To pass guys like that is something pretty special. And, the names around me with Mickey O'Loughlin and Gusty and a little bit further up over 300 is it's certainly something special to be sort of close to those guys as well.
You can ask this because you won in 2012. What about the ones you didn't win, Heath? Explain that feeling of a grand final. And I think there was that one against Hawthorn where it was just a nightmare day for whatever. What's it like being a part of those days? I think the Western Bulldogs got you in 2016 as well.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good question. I think, obviously, 2012, you sort of just ride on that and just enjoy it for what it is. But 14 was an absolute shocker. We were probably going in with a bit of confidence.
Yeah.
And, it was one of those days. It was probably, we had a really good season, and we, I think every year you probably have a bad day, and that was our grand final day, unfortunately. But I think that in some ways that builds your character as a playing group, and that's probably what pushed us along to keep pushing for grand finals in the next coming years, and probably what got us to 16. And that was a pretty good game, and the way the Doggies played that year, and their fighting and competitiveness through that that finals campaign was something we haven't really seen before in the AFL. They won a lot of upsets to get to that position. It was a tight game, but I think you build a lot of character out of those games as well. And I remember those grand finals, even though we lost them, as pretty special years.
Mm. Yeah, John Longmire paid tribute to you yesterday. He said you've been an unbelievable servant of our club for a long time, and there's no doubt you'll be missed. In terms of leadership, Heath has set all of us an example with the way he's been able to prepare. It's been meticulous dedication and a passion for his craft. And he also said each week you'd line up on the opposition's most damaging and biggest forward.
Yeah.
Who was the forward that you enjoyed coming up against the most and the one you took great satisfaction out of when you got on top of him?
Nick Rewell was probably one that I always enjoyed playing on over the years. He was a real athletic fit kind of player, and he really challenged me in that that space. I always backed myself, although I'm not the most athletic looking. I thought I could match it with him for running capacity and stuff, and I always enjoyed that challenge. I think Travis Clyde at Collingwood, we had a lot of battles over the years as well. So I think playing in a key position role, you're going to get good forwards every week, and you can't really, I suppose that builds consistency because you can't afford to not play well, otherwise you're going to get a hiding. So
was that something that you enjoyed though, Heath, as in the challenge to get yourself going, was to put your hand up and say, I'll take on this bloke?
Absolutely. And if to play against the best is always a pretty exciting opportunity, and you can always get a good measure of where you're at, and always found it quite satisfying to come away from a game and knowing you've done your job for the team, and coming away with a good win is always nice as well, knowing that you've been able to nullify their most important player. It's something I take a lot of pleasure out of each week.
Mm. I think when any supporters and followers of the game of AFL see your name, they would think, well, surely his nickname's Reg, and it is. But how'd you get this one past your wife, Elise? You've named your young fella Reg.
No, I don't know how I did that. Our first boy was, we were sort of umming and ahhing on a few names, and I said, well, to be honest, Elise, he's going to get Reggie, so we may as well go with it. So, I tried for Heath for the second one. That didn't work. But it's worked out quite well. He's going to get it anyway, so I don't know how I got that through.
Mate.
That's one up for the good
guys.
Yeah,
well done. Well done.
teaching
us all a lesson on that one.
You just got to put your foot down and say, this is what I want.
That's right.
Congratulations on an outstanding career, mate. It is a sad day, but be happy that it happened because it was a great career, premiership winner in 2012, and we certainly appreciate your time this morning and wish you all the very best in the future, Heath.
Thanks, boys. I appreciate it. Have a good day, eh?